everybody. I'm Andrew, and you are listening to Q-Lips.
If you want to learn English for everyday use, you've come to the right place. At Q-Lips, we help make English understandable. By listening to our podcast, you can learn natural expressions and conversational structure. If you're interested in learning more about Q-Lips and what we do, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or our website, qlips.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy this episode.
On today's episode, I will be interviewing the newest member of the Q-Lips family, Morag. Morag will be helping co-host with me, and I couldn't be happier about this, and I can't wait to introduce her to you. So that's what we'll be doing today. Before we start, I'll tell you a little story about the problems I had recording this episode. It really turned out to be quite the ordeal. Morag and I recorded this interview actually several weeks ago, but then when I tried to edit that episode, I realized that I made a mistake, and this is actually quite a rookie mistake. I forgot to hit the record button, and so I ended up with blank audio files. And that was disappointing. So what you'll hear today is the makeup interview that Morag and I rescheduled. But while we were recording this interview today, suddenly my microphone died, and I had to switch microphones halfway through the interview. So you'll notice a change in the quality of the audio when this happens. And I apologize for that. It's less than perfect sounding. But I think you'll be able to hear and understand me okay. So please let it slide just this once. Okay. So now it's time for the interview. Here it is. Introducing the new Q-Lips co-host, Morag. Hi, Morag. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Andrew. And how about you?
I am good. I'm super excited to have you on Q-Lips.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And the reason that I'm talking to you today is because you are the newest member of the Q-Lips team. You are going to help me co-host some episodes in the future. So this is very exciting for me.
And for me too. I'm really excited to start out and get to know all you guys.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So since you are new, I am going to interview you today, if that's okay, so that our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay. So I have a lot of questions for you. I'm a very curious person.
Well, that sounds like fun. I've never been interviewed before.
Oh, there's a first time for everything.
Yes.
Okay, so question one. Your name is very interesting to me. I've never met anybody with the name Morag before. So could you tell me a little bit about your name?
I definitely can. It's quite normal to not have met a Morag before. It's a Scottish name, so it's not actually English language at all. It's Scottish Gaelic. And I have it because my mother is Scottish.
Okay, I was thinking it might be Scottish. Interesting.
Apparently, it used to have an H on the end. So, used to be even more confusing.
I was curious about that. It looks like a word that would have an H on the end. I just thought that in my head. And I was almost going to ask you that question. And do other family members, like, I don't know if you have a brother or a sister, but do they also have interesting Gaelic names?
I actually think that I'm one of the only ones on the actual Scottish side of the family with a Gaelic name. Well, I guess there's my mum, Fiona, but that's not Gaelic. That was made up in the 19th century in a romance novel. So,
funnily enough, my mom is also named Fiona.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite odd.
Yeah, the Scottish connection. Oh, but that's interesting. I didn't know that that's where that name came from.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it could be Gaelic, but it is not.
Yeah, interesting. I'll have to tell that to my mom. I'll see if she knows. Do people call your mom Fee?
Yeah, her family does. My grandmother definitely calls her Fee. Yeah.
That's my mom's nickname too.
Yep. Very, very Scottish. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So we know your mom is from Scotland, but where are you from originally?
I am originally from the west coast of Canada on Vancouver Island, little place called Victoria.
Victoria. Yeah, I like Victoria.
It's a very nice place. It's quite beautiful. It's right now, this time of year, April, it's going to be beautiful and lots of flowers and all kinds of lovely things, as opposed to the lovely snow that we have in Montreal right now.
Yeah, so you took the words right out of my mouth. You're in Montreal now.
Mm-hmm.
And so why did you leave the lovely flowers of Victoria to go to the quote unquote lovely snow of Montreal?
Well, it actually is lovely snow right now. It's the stuff that you can make really good snowballs from. So that's not so bad. Not so
packing
bad.
Packing snow.
Packing snow. Yeah, it's one of the best kinds. But anyway, to answer your question, I spent the first 24 years of my life in Victoria, and I was ready to discover something new. That's pretty much the reason.
Okay, so I've had a lot of friends that have done this. They grow up in a small town, and they spend their whole life there, and they just want to see the world and have a new experience. And so this is your story, too.
It's some of my story. Yeah. I don't know if seeing the rest of Canada counts as seeing the world, but it's seeing something, and that's nice.
Yeah, well, at least Montreal is a little bit different than other parts of Canada.
Absolutely. And I have lived in Toronto, and I lived a couple of other places as well. So, you know, I'm figuring out my place.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. And so what do you like the best about living in Montreal?
I think it's, if this makes sense, it's the general quality of life here. There's a lot of sort of attention paid to the arts and to music and to outdoor festivities and parks and food and drinks. And it's all the good stuff in life seems to be what this city culturally values. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be in a place where the cultural values are similar to your own. Now, if only I could actually get the French down, then we'd be.
I agree with your description of Montreal. I think. It's not that other cities in Canada don't value the things you mentioned, like music and outdoor activities and food, but there just seems to be a greater appreciation for these things in Montreal.
It's a more public appreciation, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Montreal's a great place.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it quite a lot. It's going to be even better when the summer comes.
Summer in Montreal is undeniably great. It's just a great summer city.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, about you a little bit. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do in your free time?
I love to do crafts of pretty much any kind. So I knit a lot, I sew, I cross stitch and all that kind of slightly older feminine stuff. I love to, I guess in the same, around the same line, I love to cook and bake. And then play video games. Actually, that's probably my most frequent leisure activity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What game are you playing currently?
I'm playing Bloodborne.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you know the Dark Souls series, but it's from Japan.
Okay.
And they're punishingly difficult.
Uh-huh. Is it for computer or phone or Xbox?
The Bloodborne one is an offshoot of that series, but very similar. Okay. It is only for the PS4, which my roommate has. So
nice.
I get to, right? I know, profiting off the others is lovely.
Hook up.
Yeah.
My last roommate had a big projector, which was great. Oh. So we could watch movies the size of a wall.
I have a friend like that too. It was amazing.
Yes, it's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. So video games.
Video games and girly stuff. Yeah.
And how did you learn to knit? I'm always curious to learn how people learn these skills.
Well, I just learned from a book. I found a book one day when I was shopping on how to knit, and it was really cool. It had some neat stuff in it. There was a skull pattern scarf and stuff, and I thought it was like really edgy and cool. So I wanted to learn how to do that, and I just taught myself how to knit.
That's really cool. I'm always jealous of people that can learn things from just reading a book.
Well, it was definitely trial and error, but it was really well explained. And if you just stick with it, you can learn a lot from diagrams and hard work.
There you go. Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you a question that's a little bit different than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're a Q-Lips co-host, you can officially call yourself a podcaster.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Your new title, podcaster. Yeah. So I'm wondering if you listen to other podcasts, and if so, which one is your favorite?
I do listen to some other podcasts. And I think this one counts, but definitely my favorite radio type program is NPR's Ask Me Another, which is an hour of quizzes, games, trivia, all that kind of stuff. It's very silly and very fun. I listen to it a lot when I'm making dinner or something like that.
Sounds fun. I like the podcasts from NPR. They're usually high quality productions and very interesting and informative.
Or they just, like this one, contain a crazy amount of puns, which is pretty great.
Okay, so my last question that I have for you here, since Culips is a podcast where we teach people about the English language and about Canadian culture, I'm wondering if you study a second language.
I do. I'm currently studying French. As we spoke about earlier, I'm living in Montreal, which is a, well, sort of technically francophone place. There are a lot of English speakers here, but it is a French-speaking part of Canada. So I'm learning how to speak French right now. I took some French in school, like everyone in Canada has to, really. But I never developed the muscle to actually speak. So that's what I'm working on right now.
I see. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So then what, for you, what is the most effective way to study? Is there a technique or a tip that you have that works especially well for you?
For me, it's reading, honestly. That's where I got a lot of my English vocabulary. I read a lot of books when I was a kid, pretty much constantly. So that's what I'm trying to do with French right now is, you know, I'm reading some Harry Potter books, actually, because I already know what's going to happen and I can really focus on getting into the language. But just absorbing and listening and reading as much as possible is really good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great way to study because you can sort of relax and enjoy a story at the same time.
You can actually have fun and feel like a part of it. So I'd say, yeah, listening and reading are the two things that I would say are the most effective.
Okay, so we're almost done, but I always like to do five rapid fire questions at the end of my interviews.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So just give me a quick and short reply to these questions just so our listeners can get a sense of your personality.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so question one, what's your favorite thing to do on a summer day?
Read in the shade.
Read in the shade. In a park?
Yeah, I'd say in a park or go for a bike ride.
Perfect.
There you go.
What website do you use the most?
Reddit.
Reddit. Okay.
Definitely Reddit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know how to swim?
I do know how to swim, and I enjoy it quite a lot, although I'm not that good.
How did you learn?
Swimming lessons when I was a kid.
Nice. Yeah. What language is your favorite in terms of the way it sounds?
I would say it's a tie between German and Japanese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I already know the answer to this last question from our conversation here, but would you rather read a book or watch a movie?
Strangely enough, I would probably pick the movie.
Okay, you surprised me.
Yeah, if you were to give me an option, I guess I assume that once the movie was done, I'd just read a book anyway.
Very good. Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that wraps it up today. Morag, thanks a lot for answering my questions, and we'll catch you next time. We'll speak to you next episode.
All right. Thanks very much, Andrew. It's been a lovely time.
So there it is. That concludes my interview with Morag. Before I let you go, I'm going to remind you to visit our website, culips.com. That's culips.com. Many people have been wondering how they can support QLips, and there are several ways. First, you can tell your friends about us. If any of your friends are learning English, let them know about us. Secondly, you can leave us a review on iTunes or like our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/QLipsPodcast. And finally, you can consider signing up and becoming a QLips member. And you can learn all about how to do that at QLips.com. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you next time. Bye.